back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, December 3rd, 2018. And again, as a reminder, Mark Anderson returns to RBN today. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Truth Hound is on RBN. New broadcast, Stop the Presses. Stop the Presses. GHWB passed away Friday evening, allegedly, and I imagine Mark Anderson will have words about that. Speaking of that, considering James Corbett's recent World War I trilogy, should we be looking for a coming expose from James Corbett along these lines? You know, I don't know. Not that James would speak, you know, stoop to the level of speaking ill of the dead in their immediate, the wake of their immediate passing. But if anyone, you know, should maybe be doing a story on that subject matter, it's probably James Corbett. So we'll see. We'll see what's in store. And I haven't looked. I should look. There's probably some stuff floating around. But, you know, there's all kinds of unbelievable, you know? Just the things that history conveniently forgets. What about this headline? Thursday, June 29, 1989, homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan Bush. That was Washington Times, right? Cowboys took midnight tour of the White House. Remember that? Homosexual prostitution ring is under investigation by federal and district authorities. The rascals investigating themselves. There is a, I mean, that's some hubris, man. You got a credit card, you know, those old, whatchamacallit, the little, you know, deal. Running credit cards, man. Bill me. So, you know, from the article, at least one highly placed Bush administration official. How come all of the hagiographies, as Lionel puts it, all the eulogies, the flowery eulogies, they all conveniently, I don't know, I guess they forgot history. At least one highly placed Bush administration official and a wealthy businessman who procured homosexual prostitutes from the escort services operated by the ring are cooperating with the investigation, several sources said. Homosexual prostitution ring. Inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan Bush. Cowboys took midnight tour of White House. Sure. But that doesn't, you know, why should that besmirch the legacy of, you know, a skull and bones CIA guy, you know, the Teflon Don, slippery. This is the guy who said, paraphrasing, we're not going to use we're not going to use credentialed journalists is what I'm trying to say anymore. You know, when William Colby was asked, does the CIA keep credentialed journalists on staff at mainstream media outlets? Well, yeah, but, you know, oh my goodness, everybody recoils in horror. during Colby's congressional testimony. And Colby died under suspicious circumstances not long after that. And not long after that, GHWB said, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to leave, you know, have credentialed journalists on staff. We won't do that. Those were the good old days when we knew. And then there was the, you know, sources say era. And now we've come back to this kind of hubris where the CIA is, you know, a media darling. CIA stories about CIA stories. So, you know, you might as well have, we might as well just be open and honest about, you know, Mockingbird and MH Chaos and all of these efforts by the CIA to propagandize the American people. I mean, let's be honest about it. Oh, they actually have been. I forget, you know. William Casey. Did he really say that? He really did. Barbara Honegger reminds us, yes, Virginia, William Casey, CIA director, did say that during those years. Again, back to, you know, the Reagan-Bush years in this case. February 1981, right? The Roosevelt Room in the West Wing. And William Casey said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And you have James Jesus Angleton's Wilderness of Mirrors. But was he, you know, was he a useful something or other? I mean, you know, there's a story that he only got tapped for the position because he agreed not to investigate 60 or so of Alan Dulles' buddies. But, you know, how much stock can you put in that? I mean, that's like, you know, that's like Mengele trying to invoke the Nuremberg defense, I think. I think it's sort of akin to that discussion. Anyway, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. There's so much to unpack in the George H.W. Bush legacy and so much criminality. I mean, it's just, you just can't. Lionel's right. In his assessment, you know, looking at the comparison, and I'm not a Trump apologist by any means, but it is interesting. So there's this phenomenon. I should step back and say it this way. I've talked at times about how there is this Stockholm syndrome that affects people. And that's an understatement. You know, it's one of the reasons that I think elections are misleading. Jefferson, from his draft of the Kentucky Resolutions, reminds us, and we forget, you know, you go to Jefferson's draft of the Kentucky Resolution, 1798, and what's the point? You know, tyranny is in view here, and Jefferson says, speaking of power and whom we elect, appoint, and trust to and with power, Jefferson wrote, it would be a dangerous delusion were our confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. It would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. And that's exactly what happens in this brand of Stockholm syndrome. And I saw, incidentally, I saw a story yesterday that was posted. Was that Wednesday of last week? Yeah. A Bloomberg article. So I talk about this form of Stockholm syndrome. It's what happens. It's the craziest thing. And when you understand it, you can see. I mean, we talk about balkanization on this broadcast. For example, one of the textbook manifestations of balkanization is a thing called beggar thy neighbor, and the inverse of it, and different nuanced versions of it. So beggar thy neighbor is to, when you offer some kind of benefit to some disenfranchised minority, generally speaking, beggar thy neighbor is offering a benefit to a disenfranchised minority at the expense of the majority. What's that going to do? That's going to piss people off. Pardon my, you know, French. But seriously, it's going to really upset some people. That's how you get people upset. You take things from people. We're going to have to play that Paul Harvey, you know, If I Were the Devil. We should do that. Seriously, I think we'll do that this hour. Anyway, so you take people, you take from people, and give to those who want, and, you know, create a sense of entitlement. You destroy the ambition of labor. And for that matter, you know, I was reminded yesterday, remember 1948, Make Mine Freedom, produced by Sutherland Productions, John Sutherland Productions, and John Sutherland was an interesting propagandist. That was for Harding College, then Harding College, by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, right? They were underwritten as a series of grants for about, what, $600,000, I want to say, in 1948. It's funny, you know. Here's the elixir. It's ism. Well, capitalism is an ism too, isn't it? But, you know, what we have seen in this society, certainly for a long, long time, longer than, you know, anyone that we've ever known, any generation that you and I have ever known, however young or old we are, we've seen crony capitalism and Fordism and things like that, but fascism, socialism throughout the course of the, and communism, now communitarianism and technocracy throughout the course of the 20th century into the 21st. But it would be a dangerous delusion were confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. So here's how it works. This beggar thy neighbor thing, you have, you know, someone seeking benefits for a disenfranchised, small disenfranchised minority, that's what they call it, at the expense of the majority. Another way it works, you know, the opposite of that is Or I suppose a corollary to that is when you punish the majority for the sins of the minority, you know, or the alleged or the intended sins. The underpants bomber, who was an intelligence asset. Oh, he's going to do something, and he didn't do it, and it was a ridiculous scheme. But you know what? We have a responsibility to protect. Well, you know what? Maybe quit making the problems then. I forget the title of the article that, you know, talked about the school security industry now is a $2.1 billion industry or something as a result of all of these coincidental, you know, synthetic terror incidents that are, they all seem to fall into the fold of the, what is it? The high impact? Is that what it is? Anyway, High Incident Project. That's what it is. Remember Vegas last year? High Incident Project. Maybe it's a ruse, but you know what? It sure rings true, doesn't it? So, the High Incident Project. So, speaking of that, and James Corbett, he did a piece on that. Was that one of the New World Next Week things, I think, with James Evan Pilato. October 6, 2017, High Incident Project, Driverless Highways, Moonbase Alpha, New World Next Week. I'll leave that at that. So the High Incident Project all sounds like that, you know, and so then we have this headline, school stuff, school incidents have created a, or have been used to create a $2.1 billion industry. Oh man, that's nothing. Just wait. We ain't even getting started yet. And that, again, is exactly what Paul Harvey talked about in If I Were the Devil. Back in, what was that? 50. What would that be? 50 some odd. 54 years ago, something like that. Many years ago. Decades, generations, you know, speaking of this concept that Jefferson talked about, you know, it would be a dangerous delusion. We're confident in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. Jefferson was, you know, not shy about the idea that, you know, a revolution, not a Marxist, you know, contrived conflict, but, you know, the people, what the color revolutionaries like to refer to as a spontaneous uprising, a real spontaneous uprising, was what Jefferson was a fan of every generation or so, every 19, 20 years. Anyway, it would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights, Jefferson wrote in his draft of the Kentucky Resolution. So you have this idea of bigger than neighbor. That's one way that the outworking of balkanization. And another is this Stockholm syndrome that's induced. You think about it. I've said it before. The Ford Foundation, PBS, NPR, et cetera, they're not doing the fund drives because they're running out of money. Ford Foundation's not run short on money. Even the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation is what, $2.1 billion endowment or something like that. It's around, what is it? I think it's $2 billion, $1 billion maybe. Anyway, it's a lot. So that's not why they're doing the fundraisers. It's to get you to buy into the propaganda so that when the sound bites come out, you become an apologist for the sound bites. You become a mouthpiece and a sycophant, essentially. That's one of the sort of psychological reasons behind that. In the same sense, that's why Hillary Clinton and Rock the Vote and everybody's all, you know, I don't care who you vote for, just get out and vote. Why? Because then you buy into it. Then you own it. And so when you think about it, the people who vote for a candidate, particularly at the national level, are always the target of that administration. They're the primary target of that administration. Why? Because in general terms, because when you can do that, you invoke Stockholm syndrome. These people will defend their kidnapper and they sound like crazy people to the people they talk to around them. And when you get factions of crazy people talking to each other, that's what happens. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands.
Welcome back. Kind of talking about GHWB in memoriam, but not from the perspective that you'll see in the mainstream press, unfortunately. So anyway, we'll get back to that. Maybe we'll play some of Webb Tarpley's remarks over the years. There's that clip you can find on YouTube, George Bush's Contra cocaine connection and stuff like that. You won't hear that, though. So anyway, Stockholm syndrome, you know, when somebody votes for a political candidate, it's so sort of counterintuitive to think that that candidate would or the administration would attack its constituency. But it's a diabolically brilliant scheme because you attack your constituents and they're really none the wiser. And then you imagine – so imagine, let's just use some examples. Obama supporters are attacked by the Obama administration, which they were, and those people want to defend their kidnapper. So they start apologizing for their kidnapper, and people look at them like they're crazy because they kind of are. It's Stockholm syndrome. And in the case of Donald Trump, I'd argue the same thing. Folks suffering from Stockholm syndrome, no one wants to be the person who admits, I'm the idiot who voted for this guy. Everyone wants to save face. So then we start trying to rationalize away and explain away obvious problems. When Donald Trump said, well, you know, maybe we take the guns, you know, and worry about due process later. Excuse me? You know, President Donald Trump said that. So, you know, that is dangerous territory. The guy admits he's a salesman. He's the deal maker. Are you being sold? Are you being bought and sold? So, you know, imagine you get a group of those people together and you have those people talking to each other. No wonder it feels balkanizing. Anyway, to the phones we go. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. You know, talking about apologizing for your captor, I was in a church on Veterans Day in Clarksville, Tennessee, and they had the church stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They brought the colors in and whatnot. I bowed my head. I put my hand on my heart and bowed my head and prayed rather than take allegiance to a piece of cloth that I know is basically a farce. I'm sorry to say it. It's hard for me to say that. And after the pledge, comment was made by the preacher. You know, this is, and I don't know if it was directed at me. If it was, that's fine. This is not the place to make a statement. Apparently, someone that has never been in the military, and I have, pastor hasn't, can tell someone whether or not they must recite a pledge to a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
And then on another point, similar with the death of George Herbert Walker Bush, I didn't find out about it until Sunday. Someone said something to me, and it's really difficult, Chris, because otherwise really intelligent folks that you would agree with on 95% of everything that's going on say something to the effect of, I liked him. He was a good man. I liked his wife, too. And what do you do except keep your mouth shut? Because they can't get it. They don't have the knowledge base to be able to take a legitimate judgment.
Maybe point them to Webb Tarpley's book. I don't know. Among other resources.
Well, I know, but even then, you know, basically, he was a good man. Well, he was a Christian. Well, okay.
Yeah.
If you say so, I'm glad I'm not his judge, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there's people that would look at John in Tennessee and say, I'm glad I'm not his judge. Well, I'm glad they aren't also. I'm glad that I'm going to be judged by the one that is the righteous judge. But from every indication, the things that, you know, how many people would understand who Barbara Bush really was and who was her grandpappy or her daddy, you know? And when you say that, well, you can't prove that. Well, you're right, I can't, but there are a lot of indicators. And as far as George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, he was against Clinton when they were running for president. But when Clinton got in, they became best buds. And you look at where George Herbert Walker Bush was stationed at the Naval Air Station outside of Memphis, pretty close to Arkansas, and who George Bush or Clinton's mother was. And I'll leave it at that. There's just a lot of things that are really spooky.
Yep.
That's the only way I know how to put it.
Yeah, and that is a pun fully intended, I would say. Stick around, folks. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Maybe we should play some of Webb Tarpley's interview of Sully Castillo. Who is Sully Castillo? You know, and I mean, it's just amazing when it comes to George H.W. Bush. I'll talk a little bit more about this in this hour, and then we'll move on. But and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So, you know, his connections, we all know about, you know, the Clinton crime syndicate in Arkansas. But you don't hear a lot about, I mean, George H.W. Bush, man. You know, was he there in Dallas? It sure seems like he was. You know, it looks, there's a photograph, looks like him. A memo from J. Edgar Hoover himself. This information was given to us by George Bush. Bush, G.H.W. B. says, oh, no, it's another George Bush who works for the CIA. Well, that's convenient, isn't it? How many George Bushes are there? So which one? Are you guys related? Is he a doppelganger? What's going on here? Anyway, there's that. The, you know, again, the interview, Webb Tarpley's interview of Sully Castillo. You jump on YouTube and look up the video, George Bush's Contra Cocaine Connection. and pointing to Castillo's website, powderburns.org. And I mean, there's, you know, all kinds of clips we could play. There's Webb Tarpley's talk again, you know, Webb Tarpley's unauthorized biography of GHWB. There's, you know, the Peter Bruton talk or whatever, the Mafia, CIA, and Bush Sr. That's an interesting one. How does all of this stuff just not get, you know, I mean, Bill Clinton, the Teflon Don, I think we could argue, learn much from GHWB. I mean, just the hubris. At some point, you would think they're going to find out, you know, whether it's skull and bones, death call, whether it's family fortunes made in blood and oil. You know, from family fortunes made in blood and oil, which is a fact of history. You know, again, Dresser Industries nonsense, KBR, Halliburton, et cetera, et cetera. Palling around with the Bin Laden family. Is that not strange? If you were friends, you and I were friends with the Bin Laden family, we would have some splaining to do after certain, you know, major world events, synthetic or otherwise. Not these characters. You know, to Iran-Contra, MENA, Arkansas, you know, the JFK incident, it's just everywhere. You know, that was shortly after the time, you know, as John in Tennessee just mentioned, you know, conveniently, GHWB happens to be in the MENA, Arkansas area at the right time, right place, right time. Same thing, you know, he was had relocated his family to Houston, I believe, in 1959. And so, you know, it's not Dallas, but it's not that far away. Can't remember where he was. Where were you? That wasn't me. Okay, well, where were you? Nah, I didn't. Can't recall. Don't know. How convenient. Skull and Bones is, you know, has connections to very dark, nefarious stuff. You know, and every time you turn around, you find, well, somebody like Fred Smith, who's, I believe is his econ professor, told him that, you know, FedEx was a ridiculous idea. You're going to stick a $5 package on a plane, you know, $1 million plane, and spend $10,000 to fly it somewhere, and that $5 package is gonna, it's not a viable business scheme. Can't work. Well, you know, if you have buddies who need packages, you know, expedited, anyway, if you're a Skull and Bonesman, maybe it is a viable business model. Who knows? Like Fred Smith. Or Eddie Lampert, you know, ESL, Goldman Sachs, the undoing of Sears. Oops, sorry about that. Did we do that? Do we just rape and pillage? Oops. Don't worry, we'll be there after the fallout. You know, after we can shake all of these pesky creditors. Well, except ourselves, of course. We'll recapitalize on the legacy posthumously. You know, we'll resurrect it from the dead once it's come through corporate raidership and through bankruptcy will resurrect it on the ashes of the consumer confidence in the brand. People who, you know, haven't been watching that closely. Oh, look, it's back. Sears, Kmart, they're back. It's great. We can shop there still. And they will be none the wiser. That's what these guys are doing. It's a giant laundering scheme. I guess that's what you can do when you're, you know, these characters. Austin Goolsbee, Dan Milbank, Fred Smith, GHWB. And on the list goes. Anyway, how many presidents have been Skull and Bonesmen? I think, what, three? Something like that. Anyway, that's an interesting fun fact, too. So, yeah. Maybe we will play a little something. You know, and then Gary Webb, too, on all of this nonsense. Anyway, back to the phones. Sherry in Kansas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Sherry.
I like to listen to Bogart because he's got a lot of good stories. And lately, I've heard him tell one. I believe Ruby Ridge happened in 91. I think I heard somebody recently say 92, but I recall it being in 91. But either way,
well, if anyone would know, Bo would know, right?
Yeah. Well, this he didn't really say the date, but I recall it being in 91. Because, quite frankly, that's why I supported Bo Greitz in 92 when he was running for president for what he did with Randy Weaver. But one of the things. But he was saying, he was telling the story, and I did not realize it at the time, but he went and he did a citizen's arrest on, let's see, I think the governor of Idaho. Wasn't that where Weaver was in Idaho?
Yeah.
And head of the FBI. And I might have been a marshal, too. And I guess that kind of PO'd old George. And after a while, he came after Bo on a bogus charge about him identity thing on a passport. But he was working for the intelligence. I'm not sure if it was the CIA or the military intelligence. And it was an old charge. You know, it was old, an old thing that happened. But he came after him and tried to put him in jail. And Bo seemed to intimate that it was because of that, because of what he did, you know, it happened after the Ruby Ridge thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I also recall him, you know, when he was went in for try to find POWs in Vietnam, and I'm not sure if this was in the 80s or the late 70s or whenever he went, but I remember him talking about meeting with Kum Saw, who was, you know, moving the drugs out of the Golden Triangle. And I think he implicated Richard Armitage, but I don't know if he implicated George Bush. I guess I really don't know that George Bush was in on that whole deal in Vietnam, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was, I guess.
Yeah. Again, I think it's one of those deals where, you know, GHWB is, gosh, man, somehow his legacy has managed to just sort of slip those kinds of implications. Because as I recall, yeah, Dick Armitage was one of those named, but I don't think GHWB was.
But he was named in, I know the kid that John DeCamp helped, you know, get off after he was already in jail. His name was, it's kind of an Italian name, D-O-C-C-A-I-O or something like that. But he said that he saw Daddy Bush at some of those parties they had those kids at, Republicans. Mm-hmm.
You know. Right, which gets back to my point about the headline, you know?
Yeah.
So, how anyway, that's is all it? I had. Homosexual prostitution in Korean snares. VIPs with Reagan, Bush. Cowboys took midnight tour of White House. But, you know, somehow the captured legacy media forgets all of that. How convenient.
Yeah, I heard a program this morning, John Kuriaku, and they were on the show, they were talking about Daddy Bush, and he was, you know, didn't say anything bad about him. He was, said he was quite a personable guy or something, so maybe.
That's interesting.
I just wonder, anyway.
Wonder
all right,
what?
That's all
go
I
ahead.
Have. Thanks, Chris.
Go ahead. You wonder what, Sherry?
Nothing. I don't want to say something that ain't right. So. Okay. All right.
Well, I probably wonder the same. I mean, if, yeah. Thanks for your call, Sherry. Appreciate it. Yeah. I don't know what you're about to say, but, you know, if you're about to say that, you wonder about John Kiriakou. I wonder the same thing. You know, I think some things about John make me scratch my head. And, you know, that's just my own conjecture. But those remarks particularly, I mean, anybody who has any idea about, you know, I mean, it's like the evidence is so overwhelming. It's so all over, you know, again, getting back to Lionel's point about how the media has gone crazy over the possibility. And again, I'm not a Donald Trump apologist, but the possibility that Donald Trump's pedigree is, you know, Nazi, eugenicist, racist, something like that, you know, Fred Trump attending meetings or what about Prescott Bush? Much of the Bush family fortune is blood money. And that's no exaggeration. Financing the Nazi war machine, that is a fact of history. So why is that not a concern? Why is that legacy not besmirched and disgraced forever? If this is really a concern. You know, it sure is curious, you know, homosexual prostitution rings running in and out of that. I guess when you know, you just have that serious demeanor and you know, 100-foot stare in a 50-foot room kind of thing going on in a suit and tie, then it's no big deal. Apparently, you know, when you can control the narrative, not a big deal. Anyway, back to the phones when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like...
All right, welcome back. An extended musical interlude. Sorry about that. Back to the phones quickly as we're headed into the next hour. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Bo knows baseball, but he doesn't know this stuff. And that's Bo Jackson, not Bo Greats.
Right.
I'm one of five people who got that joke, and you're dating yourself back to 1989.
Yep.
Let's see, other stuff. Oh, by the way, there's an I in tangential. Tangential. Not tangential. Use it like four times the other day, and it made me cringe, so I had to say that. So there's an I in there.
I did it for your benefit.
I thought it was a booby trap. I gave some thought to that, you know. But, you're getting a lot of praise the other day.
It's a very, it's a very soft I in my pronunciation.
The little mark is
almost non-existent.
But it's still a shawl. But anyway, I was thinking if you were catching praise the other day, I say, boy, all this different stuff you talk about. I mean, it's like you're a walking. Wait, I can't say that on the radio. Never mind. But I was reminded of the little Roman kid who would walk behind a victorious Roman commander saying, glorious sleeping, as they paraded through the city. Glorious sleeping. Beware the praise. I'll take, opposition.
Yeah, hold on. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Third hour coming up right after the short break. Top of the third hour. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.